Main menu.
Hello everyone and welcome to Main Menu, ACB Radio's look at technology from a blindness perspective. This week, on the first hour of Main Menu, we hear from Stephen Guerra of Independent Living Aids. He will tell us all about the Nano and Tap Memo personal digital assistant organizers. Then in the second hour of Main Menu Live, you can talk with Stephen Guerra from Independent Living Aids about the entire line of products the company carries. Find out how you can meet all of your shopping needs for the holidays for your blind friends and family. If you'd like to chat with us, give us a call at 866-400-5333. Once again, that phone number is 866-400-5333. Would you like to chat with us on MSN Windows Live Messenger? You can do that as well. The address to add to your contact list is mainmenu@acbradio.org. That's mainmenu@acbradio.org. You can keep up with what's happening during the show with show notes by checking out our Twitter page. That's available at twitter.com/mainmenu. That's twitter.com/mainmenu. And finally, you can keep track of our blog. That's available at mainmenu.acbradio.org. mainmenu.acbradio.org. Would you like to keep in touch with your fellow Main Menu listeners? Wow, you can do that as well by sending an email to main-menu-subscribe@googlegroups.com. That's main-menu-subscribe@googlegroups.com. Let's get right into the show. Here comes Stephen Guerra, talking with us all about the Nano Personal Digital Assistant Accessible Organizer.
This is a production of Independent Living Aids. ILLA. Hi everybody, this is Steve from Independent Living Aids, coming to you from the studios located in Jericho, New York. This and every other podcast is brought to you by Independent Living Aids. Catch us on the web at www.independentliving.com. Today's podcast is of the Nano PDA Organizer, made by CareTech. Another popular product that you might find from CareTech is the Colorino Color Identifier. I want to thank Andre Lewis for his wonderful, brilliant musical ability with his instrumental that you hear behind us. So, without further ado, let's get right into the Nano PDA Organizer, and you'll certainly enjoy it as much as I have. The Nano PDA Organizer is about the size of a chocolate bar. It has 18 keys on it. It has 8 keys which would resemble what you would find on an accessible PDA, such as the Braille Sense, or the Voice Sense, or any of its other like items. The unit has, outside of the 8 keyboard items like a Perkins style Braille writer, it also has the dots 7 and 8, which is to the dot 7 is located to the left of the dot 3, and then the dot 8 is to the left of the dot 6. Below that, along the bottom, you have 4 function keys, not labeled, but should be known from left to right, will be F1 through F4. Above the F1 key, you have 3 keys. The far left, all of these 3 keys that I'm mentioning above the F1 key are round, different from the function keys, which are long or rectangular. So above the F1 key, you have three buttons, and the far left would be the button that you would use to turn on the unit, and it would also serve as how you can get some onboard or unit help. And to the right of that, the two other keys are the volume down and volume up. To the far right, above the F4 key, are four keys, and kind of like an upside down T type of situation, serve as arrow keys, much like you would find on a normal style computer keyboard. Along the bottom, right above the F4 key, is the left arrow, down arrow, and right arrow, in that order. And right above the down arrow, of course, is the up arrow. So, we're going to hit the far left round button above the F1 key to turn on the unit. And you'll hear it gives a indication you're turning it on.
Telephone book.
And it goes right into the menus. This has a series of menus. We're going to use the arrow keys to go down through the menus, and then we'll come back to each as we loop around. So the first one you heard when we turned on the unit was phone book. The next one is...
Agenda.
Notes.
Calculator.
Calculator, which is a standard or a scientific calculator.
Time.
You can tell time.
Date.
Timer. Countdown timer.
Stopwatch. Submenu, settings.
Then you have a submenu for settings to do some settings changes.
Submenu, games.
And you have a games menu.
Submenu, information.
And you have an information menu where you would be able to determine how much memory you have left or how much battery power.
Telephone book.
And we're back to phone book. So let's take into consideration this. Let's give you some background on this menu. The phone book menu allows you to enter up to 1,000 phone numbers and addresses. And you can, when you go to start an entry, you can type in on your Perkins-style keyboard the name of your entry. And then to give it a name so you can cycle through it, you can voice record it. Now, just as a note, you cannot edit any of these entries once they're in. You would have to delete and retype it in. It's a little bit of a drawback, but it still serves its purpose. So we're going to go into the phone book by hitting the F4 key.
Ready.
So now it says ready. So to do this, as I mentioned before, you have onboard system help. I want to let you hear the help for the phone book by hitting the same button I used to turn on the unit.
Help telephone book. Open a new entry with thumb 1. Entries can be made with the Braille or cursor keys. When entering with the cursor keys, use thumb 2 and Braille 2 to switch the character set. To exit an entry, press thumb 2, Braille 2, and 3. Exit with saving with to exit and press save, thumb 2, and Braille 2, 3, and 4. Search for an entry by typing in the first letter. Scroll through the list with the cursor up and down keys. Confirm with thumb 4. Delete entries with thumb 2 and Braille 4 and confirm with thumb 4. All entries can be deleted with thumb 2, 3 and Braille 4. Confirm again with thumb 4.
Okay, so we heard now how you can use the onboard help to exactly give you guidance as to how to use it. But we're going to do an entry. I'm going to hit the F1 key.
New entry. Name.
So I'm going to type in on a Perkins-style keyboard.
I-L-A.
And then I'm going to hit the F4 key, which is the enter key.
Name of new entry.
So now I'm going to hit the F1 key to record. Independent living aids. So I pressed and held it in and gave me that high-pitched beep. And then when I was finished, I let it go and gave me a lower-pitched beep. So I'm going to hit enter.
Telephone.
So I'll enter in numeric Braille. Lower cases.
5169371848. Mobile phone.
I'm going to skip that.
Email.
This is where you can change the character set as the help menu told you by hitting the F2 and the dot 2. So I'm going to enter in our email address that we're going to use for this.
SUPPORT.
And I want to do the dot. The F2 and the dot 2?
Digits.
Okay.
Symbols. Dot. Colon. At. Letters.
Go back to letters.
I-L-A dot C-O-M street.
I'm going to skip that.
Zip code.
And I'm skipping this by hitting the enter key as I said to you before.
1.
I want to enter our zip code.
7-5-3 city. Country.
I skip the city. I'm going to do city and type
in... USA Company.
I'm going to type in the company name.
ILA Telephone Office Fax.
I skip by the telephone, the office telephone number. Now I'm in fax. I'm going to type this in.
5169373906 Internet address.
I'll skip this as well.
Your entry has been saved.
So now I hit enter after the web address thing came up, and it said my entry has been saved. So I want to use the down arrow key.
First entry, name.
Independent Living Aid.
As you can hear, heard my recording.
Name of new entry.
Independent Living Aid.
And I'm going to use a down arrow.
Telephone 5169371848. Mobile phone.
Nothing there.
Email tecchsupport@ila.com.
Okay, so actually what I have to tell you is this is a previous entry, and I told you you can't edit this, so I tried to edit this and I couldn't, but I want to come out of this.
Finished. Ready. First entry, last entry, name.
Independent Living Aid.
So let's go into that
name
one.
Name of new entry.
Independent Living Aid.
I forgot I had that last entry in there.
Telephone 516. No, mobile.
We know the phone number, so I won't pass that. I want to.
Email tefhsupport@ila.com.
Okay, I misspelled that. So you have to. And something else I wanted to point out to you, and we'll go into this. I want to come out of this.
First entry, name.
Independent.
Last entry,
okay.
Name.
I want to delete all entries.
Delete all. Confirm deletion.
Which by hitting the F2, F3, and .4, and now to...
Delete all. Confirm deletion.
To
delete.
Confirm the deletion, I hit the enter key. So you hear I hit the up and down arrow keys, and you hear that Space Invaders type of noise. And there's nothing in there. You can enter with the Perkins-style keyboard, the letters, or you can use the arrow keys... And when you're ready to when you find the letter or the symbol that you want to use, you hit the right arrow key to confirm it. So we're going to come out of the phone book.
Finished.
And we're going to go down to
agenda.
The agenda, which is through your scheduling. Now,
ready.
Now we're ready. So just to start off, I'm going to delete all entries.
Confirmed. Deleted.
Okay, so let's hit the F1 key as we did with the phone book to
once.
Create a new appointment, and immediately it says once, which, so you understand, it's wanting to get the ideas to what you want, what type of appointment do you want to go through. So we're going to use the arrow keys. The first one is the once appointment.
Daily.
Daily appointment, if you have meetings every day.
Weekly.
A weekly appointment, if you have a, I don't know, something else on a weekly basis.
Monthly.
Monthly.
Annual.
An annual appointment.
Month. Cycle.
A month cycle appointment.
Once.
And then it comes back to once. So, my weekly calendar item, because I have a meeting with our vice president, Mimi.
6 o'clock p.m.
So now, I hit enter key, it goes right into the 6 p.m. So, let's do this.
5 o'clock p.m.
I want to do this.
10 o'clock a.m.
I have a 10 o'clock appointment.
34 minutes.
Okay, so...
32 minutes. 30 minutes.
So, we have it at 10:30. That was the... So, the first entry you have is for hourly, the second one's for minutes.
Voice note.
Meeting with Mimi, weekly appointment.
Your note has been saved. 10:30 a.m. every day. Active.
Meeting with Mimi, weekly appointment.
Okay, so there it is. It's an active daily appointment.
10:30 a.m. every day. Active. 10:30 a.m. every day. Active. Not active.
You heard it say not active because I hit the F3 key to change the active appointment.
Active.
And now you hear it says active. So we're going to delete this.
Confirm delete. Deleted.
So you have the chance to make 120 appointments, and I want to go back and indicate to you that, and I forgive me for not saying it before, you can enter up to 1,000 phone numbers and addresses in your phone book. With the calendar appointments, you can have up to 120 appointments. So let's come out of the calendar.
Finished. Notes.
Go into notes.
Ready.
And now you can enter up to 1,000 text notes. With the notes that you have for voice recording, you have 90 minutes of record time. But take into consideration, it's also taking time away if you make any voice recordings for your phone book or your agenda and such.
Finished.
So let's come out of the notebook.
Calculator.
Now you have your calculator. And note, each time that you go into any of these items, you can hit the help key, which is, again, the above the F1 key. It's the far left round button. And you can always get help for any of these other topics.
Ready.
Let's go into the calculator. And we're going to do a standard calculation. I'm going to, on a program-style keyboard, I'm going to do
2, 0, multiplied by.
And I, what I did was I hit the 2, 0, then I hit the CH contraction, or what other words it would be the multiplication symbol.
2, 5.
And now I'll hit the F4 to get my calculation.
Equals 500.
Okay. So now if I want to clear that, I believe I have to hit, I reset the calculator, and I want to use the F2 and left arrow key to come out of the calculator.
Finished. Time.
Now let's see what time it is. Now remember, this is on Eastern Time, and that we'll go into the date as well.
6:39 p.m.
Okay, so it's 6:39 p.m.
Date. Timer.
You have a timer. Now, what's interesting about the timer...
1 minute. Ready.
It's ready to go for 1 minute. Now, you can change it. The most you can get...
10 minutes.
It's 10 minutes. It's a count-up timer, so...
1 minute.
So, we're going to... We're back down to 1 minute because you use the arrow keys to go between the 10 minutes and the 1 minute. The up and down arrow. I'm going to hit the F4 key.
Start.
I'm sorry, instead of hitting the F4 key, it hit the dot 1. So, I hit the dot 1 to start. Let's see what time's elapsed by hitting the F2.
Another 50 seconds.
Actually, I hit the dot 2, not the F2.
Another 44 seconds. Another 39 seconds. Another 34 seconds. Another 31 seconds. Another 30 seconds. Another second. Seconds.
Okay, so now that's the timer you get. It's a countdown timer from 1 minute or however long you want. So,
stopwatch.
Let's go to stopwatch. This is an interesting thing because...
Ready.
I'll hit the dot one key to start it.
Start.
And it keeps on going. Now the F2, dot two, which is right next to it.
6 seconds.
Says I have 6 seconds. Now I can stop them.
Stop 9:08 seconds.
And it tells you how much time you have elapsed. Now, if I want to clear that...
Resetted to zero.
I hit the dot two key and it will take me back to zero. So it's a countdown, count up stopwatch, and the timer is countdown.
Finished.
Let's come out of that.
Submenu, settings.
Now, you have the settings here, and let's go into that and see what's there.
Setting, date, and time.
You can set date and time. We'll go into that in a second.
Naming files.
You can name files here. This is where if you want to change the name of the files or you want to go through the list of your files and change its name.
Format memory.
You do this at a worst-case scenario where if you want to reformat the memory, if you want to clean it all out and you've taken all the courses of action to try to resolve this for yourself. And this is at a worst-case scenario and... If you're having difficulties with the unit and such, or if you just want to clean the memory out.
Decimal places.
This is where you change the decimal places if you want to do different things, such as in a scientific calculator.
Setting date and time.
We'll go into setting date and time.
Year 2007.
So it goes right into setting the year. So since that's right, I'm going to hit the enter key.
November.
And the enter key, just for your information again, is the F4 key.
11th.
So far the date and time, the date is set correctly.
6:00 p.m.
Okay.
42 minutes.
Okay.
Sunday, 11th, November, 2007, 6:42 p.m. Finished.
Okay, so the setting the date and time is
finished. Submenu, settings.
Let's go down to the next submenu.
Submenu, games.
Blackjack.
Now, I hit enter the F4 key, and it goes right into the games. We're not going to go into these games, but these are the games that you can play with, and they are good for you to play. One game that I'm actually going to go into to show you, it's a piano game.
Piano game.
And I'm just going to loop around so you can hear the games.
Dice.
So first you have blackjack, then you have piano game, then you have dice.
Roulette.
Roulette.
Bingo.
Bingo.
Chess clock.
A chess clock.
Blackjack.
Blackjack again.
Piano game.
I want to go into the piano game.
Ready.
So...
high score. 104. Ready.
So on the keyboard, all the Perkins-style keyboard keys, from left to right, is an entire scale of a piano. Okay? Can't say it's terribly tuned, but essentially this game operates much like on a Simon game, if you, all of you remember Simon, that it wants you to mimic what you hear. So let's try this. I may not be very good at this, even though I'm a beginning keyboardist.
Level 1.
Okay, so that's a...
2 points.
Okay. So, and as you get that, and you match that or you don't match it, you get amount of points, and the object is to get the most amount of points. We can continue by hitting the Enter key or the F4 key, but we're not. We're going to come out of this.
Finished.
And we're going to come out of the games.
Submenu. Games. Submenu. Information.
And we're going to go into the information menu.
Storage battery. Status.
So this is a storage battery. It tells you how much battery power you have left.
Storage battery. 100%.
Okay.
Submenu. Information. Storage memory status.
So much memory status we have left.
100% of 32 megabyte available.
Okay.
Temperature.
Okay. Tell us temperature, but this is a demo unit, so it's set to Celsius. However, I believe you can change this on the unit that you would purchase.
Version number.
Tells you the version as to when it was created.
Storage battery.
And we're back to storage battery.
Submenu. Information.
We'll come out of the submenu for information.
Telephone book.
And you're back to telephone book. As I indicated to you before, when you turn this unit on, you get an indication that it's turned on by hearing like a swoosh sound. When you turn it off by holding down all the function keys along the bottom, F1, 2, 3, and 4, you'll get this noise. And now it's off. This is a very nice unit. It has a lithium rechargeable battery, a lithium polymer rechargeable battery. It is not removable by the user. You do have the ability of hooking this up via serial cable to your PC. A USB connection is coming shortly. Hopefully, by the time that you hear this podcast, you can certainly call for more information about getting a USB cable with your unit if you haven't got one already. The unit is available from Independent Living Aids. For pricing information and for availability, we ask that you contact Independent Living Aids at 1-800-537-2118 or check us on the web at www.independentliving.com. The item number for your information is item number 757820. You can search for that for all of those of you who use screen readers and such. You can search for it by going to our search field on our website of independentliving.com and typing in the item number of 757820. The unit is really, really a nice unit. It is an organizer. I'm not going to compare it to the VoiceMate, the Parrot, the Imp, or the Voice Diary. However, it is a nice unit. The unit is in the $700 range. I believe the most current price that we have for that is $695. But be reminded, you can schedule 120 appointments that are reoccurring. You can type in with your Perkins-style keyboard 1,000 notes. You have 90 minutes of record time for recording of notes. You can put in or enter in 1,000 addresses and phone numbers. You have games to play with. It is the size of a candy bar. It will fit in your purse. It is a nice unit. It runs really, really well. And the voice that you heard on the unit here is the voice that you would receive on an audio CD that would teach you how to use the unit. Again, this product is made by CareTech. It's available from Independent Living Aids. And for more information, you can email the tech support staff at independentliving.com. Just at that, it's the tech support staff is techsupport@independentliving.com. Or reach us on the web at www.independentliving.com. Once again, this is Steve from Independent Living Aids, and we appreciate you listening to us and the support of Independent Living Aids. And this is my cue to, end the podcast. Thank you again for all of you for listening. And Independent Living Aids, products for your active independent life. Again, catch us on the web at www.independentliving.com. See you next time on the podcast. Of Independent Living Aids. ILLA. This is a production of Independent Living Aids. ILLA. Hi everybody, this is Steve from Independent Living Aids, coming to you again from the Independent Living Aids studios in Jericho, New York. Today in another series of our podcast, we're going to speak to you about the TAP Memo PDA Organizer for the Blind and Visually Impaired. We want to thank again Andre Lewis for his wonderful instrumental music. This is called What's the Point? Again, we thank you, Andre Lewis, for all your brilliance and intelligence. TAP Memo is coupled with products that you're familiar with, the Vocally Voice Dialer and the Answer Buttonless Answer Machine by Verbal Machines LTD. As always, you can visit Independent Living Aids on the web at www.independentliving.com. Products for your active independent life. Celebrating 30 years of providing you products for your active independent life. And from the management and staff at Independent Living Aids, we'd like to wish all of you a happy and joyous holiday season. So, without further ado, let's go right into and let's talk about this TAP Memo PDA Organizer. The TAP Memo PDA Organizer is a small round dial that has three buttons on it. Two buttons are to control the volume up and down, and one button is for the TAP Memo part of it, or the TAP of the machine. It also has an AC adapter jack and an earphone jack. The unit, the TAP Memo PDA Organizer, has a lithium polymer rechargeable battery that is not removable by the user, but you can recharge the battery as many times as you possibly need. The voice on the TAP Memo is the same voice you would hear on the audio tutorial CD. If ordering from Independent Living Aids, be advised, the package includes a mini CD that will only work on your computer. You can, upon request, request a standard size CD to play on any CD player or stereo that you might have. It will also play on your computer, but in case you don't have that capability, and because this unit doesn't require you to connect to your computer, you can request a standard CD when ordering your unit from Independent Living Aids. For your information, our item number for the TAP Memo PDA Organizer is 757-847. Once again, that's 757-847. Again, for pricing and availability, contact Independent Living Aids Customer Service at 1-800-537-2118. The TAP Memo PDA Organizer is a round dial, much like you would find a container of breath mints and such at your local drugstore. And as I mentioned to you before, it has two buttons for volume, volume down and volume up.
Down. Up.
And has the tap button that when you press it, you'll hear a single tone. And then we'll press it again. And that's when you know it's waiting for your next command. It is a voice-guided PDA organizer. It allows you 60 phone number and address entries and 30 calendar appointments and 30 memos. It allows you to tell the time and the date. It allows you to set an alarm. It allows you to create a locking code so no one can access your unit. It also allows you to be given a wake-up call. It also allows you, as a very, very attractive feature, the opportunity to dial a phone number for you. But let's go into it. Let's hear the voice and the functionality of it. Let's get some online help with the tap memo. What to say? What to say?
At this stage, you can say one of the following options. System setup, lock unit, phone book, wake up mode, memo, calendar, tell time, or what is the date?
When you press the tap button once, you hear a single tone that will generate you the opportunity to say any of those following commands. If you hit it again without saying anything, you hear a double tone, which is meaning that, all right, I'm waiting for you to hit the button again and give me my next command. But let's go in and let's do some checking here. We're going to say the word system setup, and we're going to set the clock, which is the feature that, of course, will be very important for you to tell the most accurate time and the date. System setup.
System setup.
Set clock.
Set clock. Please press the tap key button until you hear the current year. 2007. The current month. January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November.
And all I'm doing is hitting
the current day of the month.
Hitting the tap button.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
So we're going to keep on hitting this button until we get to the 23rd, but I'm sure you don't want to listen to that. But we're progressing as I hit the tap button to go through the dates.
1, 22, 23, 24, 25. The current hour. 24, 1, 2, 3, 4.
And it operates on a 24-hour clock, so we're going to go through the entire thing. You heard the first thing it says was 24, which would generally be midnight.
14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21.
Which is 9 o'clock.
The current tens of minutes digit. 0, 10, 20, 30. The current minute digit. 0, 1. Thank you. Today is Sunday, November 25, 2007. It is now 9:31 p.m.
So now the time and the clock, the time and the date are set. So we're going to do a little test here. Tell time.
It is now 9:31 p.m.
So it told us the time. What is the date?
Today is Sunday, November 25, 2007.
Okay, so now we've set the clock and the date, and now let's go in and let's program a phone number. Phone book.
Phone book.
Add new.
Add new. Please say a name to add.
ILA.
Please repeat.
ILA.
Please say the phone number for this name, digit by digit.
5.
5.
1.
1.
6.
6.
9.
9.
3.
3.
7.
7.
1.
1.
8.
What did you say?
8.
What did you say?
8.
8.
4.
4.
8.
8, 5, 1, 6, 9, 3, 7, 1, 8, 4, 8. Is this number correct?
Yes.
Please say the address or other notes for this name.
200 Robbins Lane, Jericho, New York, 11753.
Thank you. Please say a name to add.
So, it mainly saved all that information that we just entered. You heard that it repeated back to you the number as you were entering it into the database, or to their database, to the Tap Memo's database. And then it read back to you, once the phone number was entered, the complete phone number. Then they asked you for any additional address and or notes that you would put in, which would be the address and could be work. But we're going to go right into it. I'm going to search for this phone number. The Tap Memo PDA organizer works on same voice technology. So if you entered in 30 phone numbers and your spouse and or coworker entered in 5 other phone numbers, you could have the unit play all entries. However, if you go to search for one of those entries that you did not record, you could not find that because, again, the Tap Memo PDA organizer, much like the other products in its line, such as the Answer and the Vocally, work on same voice technology. It has to be your voice that finds that item that you're searching for. So let's search for what we recorded. Phone book.
Phone book.
Search.
Search. Please say a name to search.
ILA.
ILA.
And it's 200
Robbins Lane, Jericho, New York, 11753.
5169371848. Would you like me to dial this number for you?
Yes.
Dialing in. 3, 2, 1. Would you like me to dial this number for you?
No. So you heard the tones of if you were dialing the phone yourself. That's Independent Living Aid's main toll number, 516-937-1848. So you heard that it was able to maintain that in its database and also then bring it up so you can have it dial for you. So you can just put the speaker of the Tap Memo PDA organizer up to the mouthpiece of the phone receiver, or it would be the close enough to the microphone of your speakerphone. A very, very attractive feature. Other attractive features are the calendar appointments, which you can enter 30. You can also enter in 30 memos. So let's go in, just do a calendar appointment. Calendar.
Calendar.
Add new.
Add new. Please say the voice tag for this appointment.
Meeting with Mimi.
Please repeat.
Meeting with Mimi.
Please repeat.
Meeting with Mimi.
Please record appointment data now.
September 27th, 2007.
Please press the tap key button until you hear the desired appointment. Year 2007. The desired appointment. Month November. The desired appointment. Day of the month. 25. 26, 27. The desired appointment. Hour. 24, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. The desired appointment. Tens of minutes digit. Oh. Please press the tap key button until you hear the desired reminder. Off. 10 minutes. 30 minutes. 1 hour. 2 hours. 5 hours. Off. 10 minutes. 30 minutes. Thank you.
So now you heard that we recorded a calendar appointment for Tuesday, November 27th at 10 a.m., a meeting that I normally have every week with Mimi, which is Marvin Sandler's wife, Mimi Sandler. And we discussed different technologies and such like that, but that's for another day, information for another day. You heard us record a calendar appointment and also a reminder, so it will remind me 30 minutes before. So we can go in and play this again, just as a reminder for myself, if I want to see, get myself up to date. But with the phone book and the calendar and also the memo, you can go in and say, give a command from the main menu after you choosing phone book, calendar, or memo is entries playback. And we'll play back all your entries. Calendar.
Calendar.
Entries playback.
Entries playback. One.
Meeting with Mimi.
Calendar.
Calendar.
Search.
Search. Please say the appointment voice tag to search.
Meeting with Mimi.
Meeting with Mimi. September 27th, 2007.
On Tuesday, November 27th, 2007, at 10 o'clock a.m.
Okay, so you heard it say on, meaning the reminder is on, and you heard my voice tag, and you heard the date and time that we have the meeting set for. So that's a very, very powerful feature. Something else I want to add to this is that if you schedule your 30 appointments for one day, as of midnight or the 24th hour, those calendar appointments, because they're no longer valid for that day, will be completely erased. They don't remain. Something else I want to bring up to you is there is no computer backup for your information on the TAP memo. It is completely standalone from any usage of a computer. So the calendar appointments automatically deleting after the date that the appointment is a very, very attractive feature. You don't have to go in and do anything. You don't have to go in and manually delete the items. It'll just automatically delete as a result of the program of the calendar. Memo.
Memo.
Add new.
Add new. Please say the voice tag for this memo.
Meeting with Mimi.
Please repeat.
Meeting with Mimi.
Please record your memo now. When you are done, please press the tap key button.
Notes to discuss technology released over the weekend.
Thank you.
Memo.
Memo.
Search.
Search. Please say the memo voice tag to search.
Meeting with Mimi.
Meeting with Mimi. Notes to discuss technology released over the weekend.
So there you heard the voice tag and the memo that we recorded for the meeting I have with Mimi on Tuesday. So you can see here that you can use your voice. You have to be as articulate and as slow as possible that the recording you're making with the memo and or the calendar appointments and or phone book entries very clear and precise and articulate. Something you should take into consideration also is the microphone on the TAP Memo PDA organizer picks up all ambient sound. So it's ideal when you're making your recordings or making your memos and or calendar appointments and or phone book entries that you do it in a relatively quiet room or in a quiet setting. It would enhance the ability of the unit understanding you perfectly and that there's no lost entries because it couldn't understand what you were saying, that it may have interpreted something different than what you said into the unit. We're going to go ahead and check the memory status and the battery status. And again, these are the main features of the unit. You could set the TAP Memo PDA organizer as a wake-up call. You can also set an alarm on it. You can also set a locking code so no one gains access to it other than you. But, again, working off the same voice technology, no one else will be able to retrieve your information. So, let's see this. System setup.
System setup.
Battery level.
Battery is 40% full.
System setup.
System setup.
Memory status.
Memory is 8% full.
So there you heard the battery status plus the memory status. And it's been some time since I actually charged this unit up. It sounds like it might need some charge soon. But for the most part, That's exactly how you find the information, such as the memory status and the battery status and what battery power you have left. That is going to do it for the Tap Memo PDA Organizer. Information about the Tap Memo PDA Organizer can be found by visiting Independent Living Aids at www.independentliving.com. To check for pricing and availability, we encourage you that you call Independent Living Aids at 1-800-537-2118. Independent Living Aids, celebrating 30 years of providing products for your active independent life. We thank Nervash, the manufacturer and head of Verbal Machines LTD in Israel, and for all the other products, the Vocally and the Answer. And now, the Tap Memo PDA Organizer. For any information about any of other Independent Living Aids products, please contact our customer service by calling 1-800-537-2118 or on the web at www.independentliving.com. This is Steve Guerra. See you next time.
Production of Independent Living Aids.